The scientist who first raised concerns about global warming has died. Dr. Charles Keeling was the first man to accurately measure rising levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Dr. Keeling died Monday at his home in Montana. He suffered a heart attack after taking a short hike. He was 77. Throughout his career, Keeling received several prestigious awards, including the National Medal of Science in 2002, the nation's highest award for lifetime achievement in scientific research. To find out more about Charles Keeling's work and his legacy, we turn to Sherwood Rowland, professor of chemistry at the University of California, Irvine. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Pleased to be with you.
Why did Dr. Keeling venture into this field of research in the 1950s?
He's a PhD in chemistry and faced a choice. Did you want to work in a laboratory, perhaps working on synthesis of new molecules, or did you want to do chemistry outside? And he chose to do chemistry outside to just understand how the world works.
Where did he do this work?
He started this work at Caltech, where he was a postdoctoral, and devised an instrument that was very sensitive and very accurate, and then proceeded to start taking samples at various locations just to see how much carbon dioxide was in the atmosphere. If you measure, as he did, carbon dioxide in Hawaii, then what you found is that there was more carbon dioxide, a little bit more in March than there had been in February, and a little bit more in April than there had been before that. And then in May, it reached a peak, and then it started to fall in June and July. And that was because all of the green plants in the Northern Hemisphere were using carbon dioxide in photosynthesis. And then as he continued to make his measurements from 1958 to 1959, again he saw the seasonal change, but there was a little bit more in every month. And then in 1960, there was a little bit more carbon dioxide every month than there had been the previous year. And after a few years, then it became clear that there was underlying this photosynthesis and the seasonal change, there was a change from year to year, and that was the contribution of the burning of fossil fuels, the carbon dioxide coming out from burning coal, gas, and oil.
Is there a lesson here for the larger sort of scientific world? And in science these days, I understand, it's very hard to get funding for long-term experiments like this, yet it seems to show that his experiments over time seem to show just how important that sort of long-term observation can be.
I think if you go back to the 1950s when he started out, there was the view that you made a measurement, you found out how much was there, and then you went on to measure something else. And it was changing the view that you had in science that maybe the thing that you were measuring out there in the world wasn't constant, was varying from year to year. And the whole concern about greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and global warming and climate change depends on the fact that the measurements that people have made, especially Keeling, that show that there are more of these gases in the atmosphere than there were 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago.
Sherwood Rowland is a professor of chemistry at the University of California, Irvine. Professor, thanks for talking to us.
Right. Thank